Well, you know, one of the great special places of North Texas, really of downtown Dallas, is the Bridge. The Bridge, officially the Bridge Homeless Recovery Center. But it's really quite a remarkable place. But it's always got to find funding. Dr. David Wood is the executive director, and he is dragging that institution into the 21st century. He joins us today. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So you have. I mean, you're using crowdfunding.
Yes, we are, if you can imagine that.
I mean, everybody uses, you know, luncheons and fundraisers and stuff like that. But that's crowdfunding. So how does it work?
We are interested in educating folks on the need that we have at the Bridge to serve meals. Again, a lot of folks will see individuals on the highway with a placard or a cardboard box with a sign, feed the homeless, I'm hungry, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And we have to educate our community about some of the resources available to folks who need a meal. And so
that's what I've always heard is the best thing is he said, look, instead of giving you this,
yes,
maybe I'll give you a dart ticket.
And no,
I mean, it's like teaching a person to fish.
Exactly. And so at the Bridge, we serve 3 meals a day. A lot of folks aren't aware of that. And we serve nearly 1,500 folks a day, 3 meals a day. And they're nutritious meals. Again, folks may come down into the area around Farmers Market, area around the Bridge, and bring with them a hamburger or a hot dog or that kind of thing. And a lot of the homeless have significant physical health issues. And so to get a nutritious meal, for breakfast to start your day, at dinner before you're going to bed at night, is important for each one of us generally. And so for us to be able to provide 3 nutritious meals a day to homeless individuals is really important.
You know, the cool thing about the Bridge is it's more than just, I mean, it's not just, you know, a handout of food. The idea, I mean, you got to eat. But the idea is you got to kind of get them in the church before they get your religion. And then, I mean, you've got programs for jobs and, you know, for housing. And the whole idea is to get people off the street.
Exactly. You know, for us, we want to be a one-stop shop. Important for the community to know is that we have a relationship with Parkland Hospital. They have a clinic on our campus. We have a relationship with MetroCare Services. They have a clinic on our campus for folks with behavioral health, mental health, and substance abuse issues. Workforce Solutions, the VA, we have a caseworker on campus to help veterans navigate the VA system, which can be massive for many of us.
And you help people usually get an education or finish, get a GED.
Exactly.
You've even got a kennel.
We do. Yes, about 12 to 15% of the homeless population has a companion animal, and they won't come inside for services unless their animal can be taken care of. So we have a kennel on campus to actually take care of that. The guests simply agree to feed them twice a day, walk them twice a day. We provide all the food. We have a beautiful set of spaces and all the toys and bedding necessary. And that allows for their animal to be taken care of while they're taking advantage of all the services.
But let's get back to the funding, because this has got to be, every morning when you wake up, it's got to be the first thing that you think of.
Exactly.
Because you've got, you get some money out of the city, right?
Yes, we do. We get a significant portion of our resources through the city and also Dallas County. And many folks aren't aware of the fact that, yes, we have a provider or a vendor who actually prepares the meals, but we pay for each one of those meals. And
right.
So for us to raise $50,000 before the end of the month to serve 18,000 meals to approximately 650, 700 folks, that's going to have a huge impact on both the lives of our guests, but also our organization.
So where do you have like a GoFundMe page?
Exactly.
Do you really have a GoFundMe page?
We have a folks can give to this cause by simply texting Bridge Meals, right?
Yeah.
71777, or going to our website, www.bridgenorthtexas.org.
71777.
And that's
then
right.
Then you type out Bridge Meals?
Bridge Meals.
And then what
exactly.
Does that do?
And that allows folks to make a donation. If folks give us, for example, donate to us $10, that's going to make for 3 meals for our guests. And so many folks don't realize that for a little under $2.50 per meal, that's what it costs us to make sure that someone is being served a nutritious meal.
You
so.
Have dragged them into the 21st.
And so, you know, yes, for me, especially as someone like me, an old schooler, to be involved in crowdfunding and all this technology, it certainly has been incredible to be able to attract more folks to our organization, to understand the needs of the homeless in our community, and otherwise to have a huge impact, immediate impact on the lives of folks who are homeless.
You've been around there long enough. I know you've been hanging around there for 2 years. You've been executive director for a little over a year and president. But is there a cyclicality to it? I mean, to the... You know, do you you see more people in the summertime or less than the winter or year over year?
For us, cyclicness means that we see a lot of folks who want to make donations of food and meals at around the kind of the traditional time for folks who need
help.
So
everybody shows up at
Christmas and Thanksgiving, yeah. Exactly. And again, we're wanting to educate folks. We're making this happen for homeless individuals every day of the year. Again, in our community, it was identified that there are over 4,000 individuals who would describe themselves as homeless, and that every night, another 1,500 individuals who have no night shelter. And so homelessness in Dallas is up 9% over last year, and last year it was up another 9%. And so this is an increasingly significant issue in our community, and thus our numbers are increasing, so the capacity to serve more meals is an immediate need of ours right now.
And that's a necessary need and a clear and present need. So we want to help you with that, but I want you to come back and I want to talk sort of conceptually about
sure.
what you do.
Uh-huh.
So one more time, so you just go to, you can just send a text message.
Bridge Meals, 71777. Well, there you go.
That's pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Appreciate you all having
me. Dr. David Wood, he's the president and the CEO, the executive director of The Bridge, the Homeless Recovery Center. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.